Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
You're listening to the man whose mother still thinks he should try to get a real job.
Dear folks, I got this great job in a gas station. I don't want to say how much I'm getting, but let's just say it's a lot. I'm enclosing $2.
That's a good boy.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My mother actually kind of did say that. She doesn't really know what I do. Welcome back. I'm glad you're here. And my pleasure as always. And you're going to be glad you're with me because we got Grace Marie Turner back on the show. Grace Marie is an original member of our Brain Trust going all the way back to 1998 when I founded the Brain Trust. She is the president of the Galen Institute. She is one of the co-authors of the groundbreaking book, Why Obamacare is Wrong for America. Nobody on the planet knows more about healthcare public policy than Grace Marie Turner does, and she is our good friend. Grace Marie, welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim. Nice to be with you.
It's good to have you back, as always. Grace Marie, one of the things you've been doing over the last several months, or actually, golly, close to 2 years now, is taking apart the Obamacare, I don't even know what the official name is, but we just call it Obamacare these days. Taking it apart and identifying some of the specifics and how it will affect each one of us. There's a panel that a lot of people might not know about. Maybe they've heard a little bit about, but there's a panel of 15 people that may have more control over our lives than anybody else in the country. Tell us about them.
It's called the Independent Payment Advisory Board. And actually, I testified before the House Budget Committee last week talking about this. It is really, I think, one of the scariest parts of the, it's called the Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act, but Obamacare is a lot more descriptive. That really is, it epitomizes what's wrong with this legislation, because it basically says that these 15 bureaucrats in Washington are going to be able to make decisions about all payment policy for Medicare and whether or not people are going to have access to the care that they need. And one of the witnesses on my table, Judy Fader from the Center for American Progress, said, well, she thinks that this board ought to have jurisdiction over all payment policy for all of health care spending, one-sixth of our economy. Boy, if that's not the Politburo, I don't know what is.
So 15 people would be making all the ultimate decisions about how our health care is delivered and administered.
Well, how the payment policy, determines.
Well, it doesn't happen until it gets paid for.
Exactly.
I probably shouldn't have said administered, but at least they're going to have a lot of control over our lives if that happens.
And the chief actuary for Medicare testified the next day at a different hearing. There were three hearings on this. When you start to hear about IPAB, Independent Payment Advisory Board, that's what this is. It is really, it's one of the most insidious parts of this law. And the chief actuary for Medicare said last week that this is going to devastate access to care. He said under current policy, about 40% of Medicare providers, doctors, hospitals, nursing homes, are on track to go bankrupt or stop seeing Medicare patients entirely over the longer term. And this new IPAB board has the authority to cut payments even further. It's basically Congress saying, we don't have the guts to make cuts to Medicare payments, so we're going to turn them over to this independent, unelected, unaccountable board who's going to be making decisions about how health care is paid for in Medicare. And there is a very high bar for Congress to overrule them. And even then, it has to come up with the same ideas and recommendations to reach the same goals if it isn't like how the IPAB does.
You know,
and
if
the president...
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
The president wants to take it a step further and allow this board to sequester funds. And basically say, if Congress tries to overrule this and appropriate more money, then this board should be able to sequester funds. I mean, what has happened to democracy?
You know, when you, as you're saying this, as you're describing this, folks, this is not an opinion, Grace Marie's opinion. She's reporting to you. She's not giving you opinion now. She's reporting to you on what's going on. And as you were saying that, you used the word Politburo a minute ago. As you were describing this, I'm thinking, how does this sound like a democracy?
Right, it's not. And that's what I told the Congress, too. I said, "What, you know, when you've got unelected, appointed officials who have six-year terms, who can't be removed, there's no judicial, no administrative, and basically no congressional review, this is not democracy."
This is a definite part of the new laws.
And we describe it in our book, Why Obamacare is Wrong for America.
Check it out, folks. There's a lawsuit that was taken to the Supreme Court recently that might have some impact on Obamacare. We're going to talk about that after these messages. Tony Till, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.